Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. at the Hilton, Washington. Not to be confused with the Washington Hilton. And you got to know where you're going, folks, when you come to Washington. It's a great city. I love coming here. Been doing it for a long time. And a lot of great things going on here. A lot of really important people who serve our nation very well and very proudly. And nobody who fits that profile more than the guy sitting across in front of me now, my good friend, and your good friend too, folks, Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Mr. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Welcome back to Washington for Small Business Week. It's very exciting to have you here, and we're going to have a great, great couple of days.
We've already been having fun, haven't we?
We really have. We kicked off a great event yesterday. We had a lot of VIPs with us, thousands of small business owners.
They're the real VIPs.
Right? Oh, no doubt about it. They're the champions. And we did a lot of business matchmaking appointments.
That big deal yesterday. How many appointments did we have yesterday?
We think that we did probably somewhere in the vicinity of 1,400 yesterday.
How about that? These are the hundreds of small business owners who came here for business matchmaking. I mean, they're here for the SBA Expo as well, but this is a concurrent project going on. And, folks, you know, we talked about the Expo yesterday before it happened. And as you know, I was in Nashville, administrator, a couple of months or so ago, to broadcast from that event. I believe, Mr. Administrator, that the business matchmaking after the loan guarantee program is the most important thing that the SBA does. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and obviously,
and that's been the only. And that's, folks, that was. We started on the watch of Hector Barreto.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've had a lot of help, a lot of great support from great companies like Hewlett-Packard and Microsoft and many other companies who help us to be able to put these initiatives on. But I agree with you. Matchmaking is very important because what that's about is helping small business get more business. And that's critically important to any company, no matter what size.
I like what you say about that. Tell us what you say about the only difference between the thing that small businesses have in common with big businesses.
Well, small businesses want the same thing. They want more business.
That's right.
So anything we can do to help them get more business, they can take care of a lot of the other problems themselves if they have enough business.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, you've created a little bit of a monster with this business matchmaking because now they're actually, folks, as you know, as you've heard me say before, there actually are business matchmaking groupies out there. And these are the people who go from one place to the other. They can't get enough of it. And listen, there's one thing I know about small business owners. They don't spend money unless there's a return on investment. So these people, folks, if you wonder why they're groupies, they're not doing this because they like the looks of the people. they're not singing. They don't like their music. They like the business that they're getting at these things.
There's no doubt about it. A lot of these folks tell us that they could get enough appointments in one day to take care of a whole year's worth of networking. They'll tell us sometimes, I could never meet these people on my own. So if you want to do business with the federal government or if you want to access corporate procurement, business matchmaking is a program that you need to know about. Now, sometimes it's difficult for people to go to event. You know, we're in Washington, D.C. First week of June, we'll be in Los Angeles, California for a big matchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
In September, we'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right.
So if you're close to any of those areas, you got to find out about business matchmaking. And if you can come to all of them, that's great. But in the future, we'll do something we call virtual matchmaking.
Right.
Well, we'll set up these appointments no matter where you're at. Of course, we'll do them online and on the phone, but then we're going to be able to reach so many more people.
So many more people. And will you still do the face-to-face matchmaking?
Sure. There's no substitute for getting face-to-face
right.
with somebody. You know, one of the themes that's coming out of this expo is business is about relationships. And no better way to develop a relationship with somebody is sitting face-to-face
Absolutely.
With them, looking them in the eye, and so they know what you're all about.
And they're getting to see people that they're getting in front of people that without business matchmaking, they would never, it would be virtually impossible. Not that these people are totally inaccessible, but the people who are there, the small businesses who are meeting them, don't know who these people are, where they are, how to call them. They don't even know how to make the phone call. What's this person's number? And they're getting phone numbers and email addresses, aren't they?
That's right, and they're getting a lot more than that. They're getting their foot in the door. And, you know, government needs to know these people. A lot of times, because they're stuck in the beltway, a lot of these procurement executives, you know, they don't know what's going on across the country. I tell them all the time, and when I tell them you need to do more business with small business, they say, well, we don't know any small businesses. We say to them, we're going to take care of that.
Exactly.
Business Matchmaker is going to put you face-to-face with somebody that you need to know.
Well, and not only did they, when they say they don't know small businesses, it's not just that. It's also that they're big businesses. They've got important things going on. They've got serious contracts. And if they're going to partner with a small business vendor, they've got to believe that company can deliver the goods.
No doubt about it.
And that's also what Business Matchmaking does. They get to interview these people and see in 15 minutes if they think they can deliver the goods.
That's right.
Stand by. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Hector Bredo, the administrator of the Small Business Administration. It's 20 till. I'm in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back. Back at 17th Hill, little Chicago for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about being in Washington, D.C., celebrating Small Business Week. And somebody sitting across from me is like me. He celebrates small business every day. He doesn't just wait till it's Small Business Week. That's Hector Bredo, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And, you know, Hector, I know you agree with me, small business owners are worth celebrating every day, aren't they?
Every single day. They mean so much to our country, and we got to come up with a new name because there's nothing small about them.
That's exactly right. And you know, see, you probably know that I did this, but in the 20th century, I predicted that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And every day that goes by, things happen that convince me more and more that that's correct.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And what we got to do together is make sure that we continue creating an environment in this country that allows small businesses not just to get started, but to grow over the long term, to be successful for many, many years. And that's what the work is still ahead of us. We still got more to do. You know, we got to take a lot of the regulations out. We got to help them get health care. We got to lower their tax rates. We got a lot of work to still do.
You know, I spoke to an MBA class yesterday over at University of Maryland. I was invited to come over and speak to them about small businesses, and three-fourths, there were about 30 kids in the young people in the class. I say young people, they're in their 20s probably. And I asked them, as I always do when I talk to young people, how many thought they were going to be a small business owner, they aspired to one day be a small business owner. Three-fourths of them raised their hands. 10, 15, 20 years ago, I think it would have been the reverse.
I totally agree with that. People didn't even think about going into small business. That's pretty exciting. I tell people that come and visit us from around the country, we've got international visitors here at this expo, and I tell them that here our small business owners are champions. They're heroes. You know, they're success stories. In a lot of other places around the world, you know, small business people are people that can't do anything else.
Right.
It's the exact opposite here. Our country wouldn't be great. We wouldn't have the companies that we have. We wouldn't have all the innovation and all the technology if it wasn't for small businesses.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to do, Mr. Administrator, is get you to talk to us a little bit more about some of the other things that are going on. We've already had the business matchmaking. The expo opens tomorrow, all the booths and everything. Today there are going to be a bunch of panels. We've already talked to two panelists. One was on the show. Ray Keating was talking about tax reform. He's going to be in one panel. Jim Morrison, who just left, is going to be talking about trade, international trade. Talk to us about some of the other things that are going to be going on.
Well, and I think you hit it on a nail on the head. We're going to be doing a lot of networking, a lot of training and technical assistance. We've got experts here from all around the country. They're going to be helping our small businesses learn what they need to learn to be successful. And, of course, the President of the United States is going to be here today.
Right.
He's going to come over here, and he's going to talk to the small business owners. And they're so excited about it because they want to hear directly from the Commander-in-Chief what he's thinking and how he feels about small business. Of course, we know he's passionate about small business. We're going to have a great reception where you're going to help us tonight, and we're going to induct some new people into the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame.
Small businesses that we help that are now some of the most famous companies in the United States, mm-hmm. companies like Amgen and a lot of other companies of that sort are going to be here. So, you know, it's just a great day, and it just keeps getting better every single day. We're halfway done. We still got more to do this week. And, of course, I didn't mention this before, but we're going to announce the Small Business Person of the Year today.
Right.
We're going to do that during lunch when the president's with us.
Right.
And we're going to ask that person to introduce the president of the United States, because that's what should happen.
So the top four small business winners of the year are going to be announced at lunch, and the winner, which is remaining, all those are remaining nameless so far. We don't know who they are. That person is going to introduce the president. That's never been done before.
It's never been done before. And that's what
should
happen.
What a memory for everybody.
Well, you know, and the president wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
You know, he's honored to be introduced by a small business, by the Small Business of the Year. So it's going to be an exciting day. And for all of those that can't be with us today, I hope that they'll go to our website, sba.gov, because we're going to put information on there. We'll put pictures and video and stuff. And, of course, we're going to be doing other events throughout the year that you're welcome and we want you to come to.
Right, including Reg Fair. Michael Barrera and I talked about the Reg Fair that they're having around the country, all the different things that you guys are doing. This is a lot of fun. How many people do you think are you guys estimating are attending this year?
You know, we're going to have thousands of small business owners because, you know, some small business owners want to go to a certain thing,
and
they won't go to another thing. But, you know, today the ballroom here at the Washington Hilton is sold out. We're going to have standing room only. So we're going to have close to a couple of thousand people that are just at lunch today. And, you know, we're averaging about that many for most of our events. So literally thousands of small businesses will join us throughout this week.
Talk to us about the loan guarantee programs.
Well, we're on track to have the best year in our history this year. We think we're going to be able to guarantee something around $21 billion. You know, 4 years ago we were doing about half that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to guarantee probably over 100,000 loans.
Quadruple where you were. That's about quadruple.
Well, I mean, the most that we ever did in the past was in the mid-50s. We're going to do over 100,000. That's 100,000 businesses that we're helping this year. We're going to train over 2.5 million small businesses, and we're going to facilitate billions of dollars worth of contract opportunities this year. So I'm excited because, as you said, this is the century of the entrepreneur, and SBA has to do more and more to empower more small businesses.
Well, and you know, other things that you guys are doing that a lot of people may not see the direct connection for, and that's, for example, the Small Business Development Centers. Those folks are part of, you know, they're cousins, if nothing else, of the SBA, and you guys work very closely with them. They're out there in universities and chambers of commerce all across the country helping small business owners. And as Jim Morrison mentioned, you guys are involved in exporting in a number of places around the country. So many things the SBA does. Folks, I really encourage you to check out SBA.gov. A lot of resources there. You'll find a lot of important information there. It's a very important site to bookmark. It's 10 till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Hector Barreto, the administrator of the Small Business Administration. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
For the show, three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
We're back. It's 7:10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from the Hilton, Washington, where the SBA is celebrating small business during Expo 2005. And we're visiting with our good friend Hector Barreto, the administrator of the SBA. And folks, I just can't tell you what a great job Hector's doing here at the SBA. And Hector, on behalf of my audience and small business owners everywhere, thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Jimmy. Back at you, because what you do for us, helping to get the word out in SBA, helping to shine the spotlight on small businesses, I mean, that is very, very important. And I thank you for everything that you do. This is your 8th year in a row coming to this expo. So we got to make it another 8.
I hope so. I'd like that. And thanks for inviting me to MC the Hall of Fame dinner. Now that's going to be a lot of fun, and we've got some surprises in store that I think we'll have some fun.
Well, you're always usually the highlight of the expo because people always want to know what you're going to be wearing.
They never know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah. we can't go back to Orlando, back to Mickey Mouse Land after our event last year.
Some people, the Mickey Mouse reference might be dangerous for some of my friends, but. Hector, what are some other things that you want us to know about what the SBA is up to these days?
Well, I'll tell you, SBA is going to do more in all of our programs. We're going to be more efficient. We're going to use technology more. I want to make it easier for small businesses to access. You know, I've always heard some of the horror stories about how long it takes, all the paperwork, can't get a straight answer. We're trying to eliminate a lot of that. We're not there yet, but we're reaching more people, helping more people than ever before. And we also want to be on the front lines advocating for the things that are important to small business. Healthcare is a big issue for small business.
It's number one.
Yeah, we got to fix that, and we're working really hard. The president is, we got health savings accounts passed
right.
last year. We're trying to get some plans passed this year.
Association health plans. Right.
We're going to continue working to try to make some of these tax provisions permanent. We're going to fight the good fight on Social Security because that's a business issue. A lot
that's
of small
right.
businesses don't understand how much Social Security affects them. And if we don't fix it, our economy is going to suffer and small business is going to suffer. So we got to fix that as well. So we get a lot of things going on here in Washington, D.C., a lot of good work. It's an exciting time to be here, and I am honored to fight the good fight with you on behalf of small business.
Well, and me as well. You know, the three things that when small business owners are polled, about the three things that they're concerned about. Number one is health care. Number two is access to capital. And number three is the competitive environment, not only local but global. Mm-hmm. Dealing with competitive pressures that they might not be familiar with. And these are all three areas that the SBA is, in the first area, as you mentioned, health care, advocating, being out there, letting Congress know about what your customers, your small business customers, are thinking about, but also in the area of access to capital. I mean, there are small business owners. There are millions of small business owners that wouldn't be in business right now if they hadn't gotten an SBA loan guarantee.
Millions of them. You know, over the 52 years the SBA's been around, we've helped 20 million entrepreneurs in the United States. I can't go anywhere in the United States that somebody doesn't come up to me and say, if it wasn't for SBA, I wouldn't be here. That makes me very proud, but it also tells me what the stakes are. There's a lot more that we can do. We need more capital out to them, and we're going to do that. We need to continue to train them, and we need to open doors for them so they can have opportunities and create that environment the president talks about so that they not only get started, but they can survive.
Another thing I know you guys are doing is doing more training of banks, making them become more aware of the programs that you offer so they can be more proactive so that the small business owner doesn't have to say to the bank, can you get me an SBA loan? The banker says, I think you need an SBA loan.
Well, we have 6,000 banking firms that actually provide our products. We have certified development companies that provide our 504s. We have non-bank lenders. So we have a lot of folks out there. And I'm very proud of what we've done there because when I first started 4 years ago, a lot of those banks weren't doing smaller loans, and a lot of small businesses don't need $1 million.
Right.
They need $10,000
right.
or $20,000. We do a lot more of those loans than ever before.
We've got about 30 seconds. Women and minorities are really becoming an important part of the small business marketplace, aren't they?
Women own 40% of all the small businesses in the United States. And minorities own 15% of all the small businesses in the United States.
So those numbers are growing faster than all the other numbers, aren't they?
There's no doubt about it. That's why I tell people, look, we got to pay attention to these communities because it's smart business.
Right.
I mean, what those communities represent in terms of trillions of dollars worth of purchasing power is incredible.
Right. Hector, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do for small business. Let's continue to have a great SBA Expo 2005.
Thank you, Jimbo. I appreciate it. Thank you, good friend.
Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, administrator of the SBA. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got to go for now, but I'll be back tomorrow. Whatever you do, be sure to be here. We got a lot of important things. Congressman Don Manzullo is going to be on the show tomorrow. Small business owners, know you're my hero. So this show is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.